Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. This is Goldie with Capital One. These calls are being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How are you doing today?
Hello, and how are you?
Good. I'm calling on behalf of a mutual customer. His name is Mr. David Erb. There was a transaction that posted to his account of $11.94. He has informed us that he no longer wants this charge on the account and wants to see if it's possible we can credit it back, if y'all
Okay.
can credit it back.
May I start out by getting his zip code, please?
Okay. Mr. Erb, could you verify your zip code?
Well, I'm kind of afraid to talk to him. They stole my credit card number 2 days ago and charged us $58 against it on
Sir,
a Chase credit card.
the only way I can open anything and verify anything with you, I do have to have a zip code to associate with you.
55118.
And thank you for that. And what was your first and last name, sir?
David Erb, ERB.
And thank you for that, Mr. Erb. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
2060 Charlton Street, apartment 221,
And
St. Paul, Minnesota.
I do thank you for that, sir. I do see this was an order placed on March the 2nd. You paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag. Do you remember doing that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. And you also paid $4.99 priority shipping to actually receive the merchandise earlier.
Okay, I don't remember that, but go ahead.
Okay, and that was the decline. You also paid $11.94, which was a warranty that you actually chose to get on the merchandise that you received. You put a warranty on the tackle bag.
Okay.
Okay, and that these items were a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Online Savings Store, sir. And what it was in the terms and conditions, when you scroll down, it did state that you would be billed 48 hours later as a membership fee for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Well, let me just say that I ordered it with a different credit card on your site, and I got halfway through it after all my credit card information was taken, and it went awry. So I started over with this card. Yesterday, the first site charged me $58, which the credit card company refused.
Correct. I do see
So
that, sir.
the card was stolen there, and I don't trust this transaction. So I had to get a new card. I'm talking to the agent now who's on the phone with us.
Yes,
I
sir.
had to get them to give me a new card because I didn't trust you with my account number because you already stole the card the previous day. The first card. Did that make sense?
We did not steal the card. How did we steal the card, sir?
Well, I'm sorry. We just want to see if it's possible if we can just cancel the service and
Yes.
refuse the credit back.
We can actually cancel the service, but I don't have anything to refund him because the payment was actually declined on that. So I can cancel him out of it so he won't be billed any further for it. But there's nothing to refund him because it was a declined payment.
Okay. What about the $11.94?
The
Do you see that being a problem?
$11.94 are valid charges because he did receive the products.
No, he
That
didn't.
should That shipping and handling that he paid to receive the item, that's a valid charge. And also that $11.94 is a valid charge because he did add a warranty to that item.
Well, did that means I'm going to get an item?
Yes, sir. The item is being shipped out to you, and I can actually track it and see when you will be receiving your item, okay? Give me 1 second and I can track it for you and I can tell you the exact dates you will actually receive it.
So what am I canceling? You know what? Credit card
Yes, sir.
company,
You will actually receive your product. It is due to be received March the 8th, which would be Tuesday.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done with this. I'm done with this company, credit card company. I'll just talk to you now.
Oh,
okay.
Wait a minute. So are you done speaking with Capital One? Is that correct?
No, I want to keep talking to Capital One.
Okay, sir. Well, do you want me, what I can do, I can actually get you counsel from this where you won't be billed anything further. Is that what you're asking me to do?
Why would I be billed anything further?
Sir, as long as you are enrolled as a member of the factory direct store, what you're being billed is a membership fee. So as long as you are enrolled in that, you will be billed monthly to be a member of that factory direct savings store. Okay.
We need to cancel. Need to cancel all that.
All righty.
Just said.
No problem. Give me 1 second and I can cancel it for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. And Mr. Erb, did you want the product or you don't want the product anymore?
I'm going to get the product. It's already sent. I just think they're going to cancel everything else, the way I understand it.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Sir.
The product.
I was successfully able to get you counseled out of that. You won't be billed anything further for being a member of that store. You're no longer a member of it, so you won't be billed anything else. And yes, your product is actually on the way to you. You should receive it Tuesday, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.
Okay.